Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Take a look at our program lineup at cjsf.ca to discover the diverse range of contents we bring to you.
Radio Rewind. Now we wait it. Radio Rewind. Now we wait it. Radio Rewind. Radio Rewind. The following content has previously aired on CJSF. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with fresh content. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.
This is a space for showcasing conversations about all the interesting and important things the faculty and students are doing at FCAP.
What we hope is to have engaged and informed conversations focused on current issues of the day. Thank you for listening.
SFU's convocation to me is special because it is a reflection upon the past few years and the sort of trials and tribulations that our students go through. My name is Carmen Neustadter. I'm Dean of the Faculty of Communication, Art, and Technology at Simon Fraser University.
Welcome to SFU's Faculty of Communication, Arts, and Technology's Fall 2024 Convocation. I'm your host, Natalie Dusek, and today on Speakable, we're bringing you something a little different, a front row seat to one of the most exciting moments of the academic year, University Convocation. In this episode, we're taking you on the ground with interviews straight from the event itself, capturing the energy and excitement of students and faculty alike. You'll hear conversations with students as they share their thoughts, dreams, and reflections on this step in their academic journeys. From heartfelt memories to plans for the future, these voices offer a glimpse into what makes convocation so meaningful. So whether you're a recent grad yourself, a family member, or just tuning in for the ride, enjoy this milestone moment.
There are an Indigenous welcome. We have usually Indigenous drumming that brings us into the ceremony, which allows us to remember and connect to the lands that we are on and the history with that. And then we hear about the many different things that students have done in their programs through the various speeches. And so it, to me, ties together and puts a nice bow on the whole experience that students have as they go through the years at SFU.
My name's Kobe Hong. My degree is the Bachelor degree in Communication Studies. I think the most memorable experience was just being a part of a community, being a part of the Communication Student Union, interacting with other classmates, really, you know, connecting with people and learning something that's like-minded. A lot of amazing stuff like that, I would say.
My name is Zoe Braithwaite, and my degree is in theater performance, Bachelor of Fine Arts.
I'm Katie, and I got a Bachelor of Arts in Communication.
My name is Mohammed Ishtiaq Mahmoud, and my degree is in Communication, and my minor was in SIAD, which is the Interactive Arts and Technology degree. One of my most memorable experiences would probably be the co-op term, like my first co-op term. I was very nervous with the possibilities. I was also scared because this was my first time actually applying for positions that were related to my field. There was a lot of like hurdles to get past, but the whole journey of it all that made me a very stronger minded person. Like, I learned to rely on my abilities and also be confident in myself, which I had to learn slowly.
One of my absolute favorite times of the year. It reminds me of why we do the work we do. I think on a daily basis, we can easily get caught up in the little things that we're trying to get done each day. And it's nice to be able to step back and have that convocation time period to remember. And it's about the students, and it's about bringing them through their journey and supporting them and seeing the better world that they're going to help create as they move forward in their lives.
I am Chaucer Gilson. I am graduating with a music honors degree.
So Daisy Thompson, PhD.
My name is Sarita Rai,
and I received a Bachelor of Arts in Communications is my major, and then I also minored in International Studies. Wow, it's gone by pretty fast. I still remember when I first started. I started online during COVID, and I was a 2020 grad, so it just felt like it was going to be a drag, but now I look back, I think about it, and I actually only really, because I graduated in the 4 years, I only had 3 years on campus, so like that really flew by. It feels amazing to finally finish and look back at my accomplishments. Definitely, I feel a little old though, walking across the stage, but it's nice, it's a good feeling.
I did the certificate in digital journalism, and that included an exchange to Australia, and that was really, really fun. And also just getting to meet all of the faculty members through co-op and through the exchange, that's what I'm taking with me the most.
Oh gosh, it was 7 years long. So I think most memorable, I did a practice-based PhD, and so as well as the writing, I spent a lot of time in the studio as well. And I think they were the most sort of memorable parts of the PhD. The writing is very lonely and intense, whereas in the studio I was working with people, and so it was a really fun and still intense, but a really fun way to research.
Oh, my most memorable. It was probably my final project in music, actually. Every semester in the music program, we have these big music festivals. And so the last one that I did, obviously it's a big deal because it's my last one, but that was probably the most memorable because it was the most proud, I was most proud of that work.
One specific moment that I think I had was presenting at the 2023 FCAT undergraduate conference. That was a really great experience. I got to present some research that I did on the social repercussions of disability rights, and that was a project that I did, and the class was Communications 353, I believe, with Stephanie Dick, and it was a topic that I was really passionate about, and it was a really just great opportunity to meet some of the other faculty and students and work on my presenting skills. And from there, it gave me a lot of other opportunities just by presenting at that conference. I met with some of the other like CMNS union members who I later was a part of, but yeah, I think like overall my experience at SFU, especially within communications, has been just really awesome.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining the Faculty of Communication, Art, and Technology and the Faculty of Applied Sciences 2024 graduating class. It's been an absolute privilege to have been chosen to speak at this ceremony, and I am honestly very touched and filled with pride to see so many of my peers who will be momentarily crossing the stage. I'm incredibly proud of you all. SFU Burnaby is located on the unceded ancestral territories of the Coast Salish peoples, and this includes the Tsleil-Waututh, Squamish, Coquitlam, and Musqueam nations. It is vital for people now entering their careers to understand the work and the process of what reconciliation means. Each of us here graduating has a story of what has gotten us here in this moment. I would not be in this current position without the support from the FCAT faculty and the friends who I've made in this program. At SFU, we are fortunate to have a space to engage in critical conversations and giving importance to discussions around identity and learn and grow from one another. We as graduates now bear a significant responsibility as we enter the workforce. We are the change we wish to see in the world, and we have the power to shape the world we live in through important conversations. Whether it's discussions around reconciliation, dismantling racism, ensuring the safety and support of 2S LGBTQIA+ people, or understanding and committing and combating the misinformation, we are now at the forefront. Today, we become SFU alumni and celebrate this truly extraordinary achievement. Earning our spot in this graduating class has taken countless hours, many tears, thousands of words, and in my case, as I come from White Rock, many kilometers. Let yourself be proud of who you are and what you have accomplished today. Congratulations, grads. Much love.
During convocation, I feel a real buzz on campus. We see so many students coming across. We see them walking around campus. Everybody's dressed up, which is fun to see, and it really brings a sense of celebration. And then we see so many guests, so many family and friends, and you'll be walking around through convocation and you just see the smiles on everybody's faces and just how proud parents are, how proud grandparents are, and then how proud the graduates are of the amazing work that they've done. And so it really just brings a sense of happiness, of reflection, of optimism for the future. And it's just exciting. It's exciting to see so many people and see just the buzz around the air.
I am relieved. It feels like a weight has lifted from my shoulders. Being one of the first in my family to graduate from university, it's a big accomplishment.
Feels great. I have a lot of people here cheering me on, my supervisor here who just helped me through so much, almost quitting and all of that. Really happy to have it done, feel proud of myself and just ready to go to the next chapter.
The big sense of relief. I've been here for 7 years, so it was about time. So yeah, it's just relief and very pleased with myself.
Oh, feels pretty good. It's a nice day out, which I was expecting rain, but it was very nice and everyone's really lively and happy. So it's I'm really excited.
Well, I would say I'm excited, but there's also I'm kind of like nervous with the possibilities that I have. Like now, like this is my first time being outside of an institutional environment. Like the world is basically my oyster, but I'm also frightened because I don't know if I'm going to be making the right choice, but hopefully I know I will. So yeah, I have to just rely strongly with the stuff that I've learned in my degree.
It feels very surreal. I think it's weird when you have a couple months go by between finishing classes and the ceremony. But I think slowly it'll settle in. But I feel really grateful to have, you know, the people who support me through the degree here, so I'm really happy.
I think there's always really great opportunities for alumni to reconnect. Often we are looking for people to come back to SFU to speak to different classes, to talk to our current students, to provide them with knowledge of sort of what it is like to be a graduate and alum after your degree. What kind of work do you get into? We are looking at ways to connect current students with mentors that are alumni. So there's lots of ways, and I think we're also always wanting to know how we can continue to improve our programs, how the workforce is shaped, the student experience after they graduate, and then what can we do to update our curriculum as we move forward. We're always looking to improve what we do as a university and in our programs and schools, and so getting that reconnection to let us know what things are like outside of university, so we can stay relevant and we can keep training sort of the next generation of people. So lots of ways to connect. The important thing is to connect. I think it's easy to forget kind of one's roots and the time they spent in university. Obviously, life is very busy, but it's just taking that opportunity to come back and say hi or be connected in various ways.
I don't really know. I thought I'd have it figured out by now, but I'm not sure. Just take it easy for a little while and then find a big girl job someday soon.
Yeah, so my future plans, I'm currently in the process of applying for graduate school, specifically for law. Some of my interests is, while I was in communications has always been looking at disability rights, and also another thing about intellectual property. That's like a really big topic that I've looked at throughout my degree. So going into that law field, looking at like how like AI is adapting really quickly, and like all these conversations about intellectual property is a really, really big stream that I have an interest in. And yeah, so looking at going to law school after is the route that I want to pursue.
Well, I was lucky to jump into a limited term lecturer position at the School of Contemporary Arts, which is where I did majority of my research. So teaching two courses during the fall and during the spring. And then I'm also in the middle of applying for the Shadbolt Fellowship, so I'm hoping to continue with my PhD research during that fellowship.
Well, right now, in terms of my plans, most of it is just gaining work experience. Like, I already have some, thanks to SFU and the co-op program. But I would like to venture into a different field that's more technical. So right now I'm trying to see how I can get through into that pathway, either through education or work experience that I can get through internships. So just figuring it out, essentially, like everybody else.
Getting a job in music is the dream job, getting a job in the arts, which I am eager to begin my career.
My next steps, well, right now I'm actually doing the teaching program, the PDP program at SFU, so that's another year for me of getting certified so I can teach theater in schools. And teaching, making art.
I think the plans for the future is to, you know, find a job in the communication field, take a look around, reconnect with some of my supervisors from my co-op work terms, which I would add is a great way to, you know, learn about the industry, that kind of sort.
So one of the most surprising things for me, and it started out when I was doing my first convocation and on stage and watching the students go across, and I was, you know, chatting with another dean and about this. And most graduates kind of look very similar, right? Everybody's wearing the same gown. But the thing that always stands out is the shoes that people wear as they cross the stage. Everybody has a unique pair of shoes across that they're wearing as they come across. And that is kind of one of the most enjoyable things is just seeing what are the unique trends that we see in footwear coming across the stage. It's always kind of a highlight, as is just seeing the smiling faces. I think when you're on the stage watching the students cross, you certainly see the students, but you see the families in the audience looking back at the students and you see their smiling faces. And I don't think you see that as the audience when you're sitting down in convocation, but you see that from the stage. And it's just really remarkable to see how much love there is for the graduates as they cross the stage. So shoes are super fun to see, as are just the smiles of the audience looking up at the students as they cross.
Thanks for tuning in to Speakable's Convocation episode. Special thanks to Carmen Neustadter, Dean of FCAT, as well as all the students we heard from. Chauncer Gilson, Zoe Braithwaite, Mohammed Mahmoud, Daisy Thompson, Kobe Hong, Sarita Rai, and Katie Rose. Congratulations to all the graduates, and see you next time. Don't forget to follow and subscribe to Speakable to hear our next episodes. Speakable is also broadcast live on CJSF, SFU's campus radio at 90.1 FM. If you are a student interested in getting involved, drop us an email.
Looking for a community who will support you on your academic journey? The Student Learning Commons has got your back. The Student Learning Commons is SFU's Academic Success Center. We provide free workshops, one-on-one consultations, coaching, and online tutoring with a focus on writing, study skills, and academic English. All Student Learning Commons programs and services are available to SFU students and are approved by SFU as providing ethical, academically honest support. Learn more by visiting our locations in the library on all three SFU campuses, or check us out online at learningcommons.sfu.ca.
You are now tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Want to know more about the channel? Find us online at cjsf.ca.
Is Rabble Radio, recorded on Friday, January 10, 2025. I'm your host, Brianne Doyle. Rabble.ca shares with you the news of the day through a progressive lens. If you're curious about what's happening in Canadian politics, labor, the environment, and beyond, you've come to the right place. This is news for the rest of us. Thanks for tuning in. In our first interview of 2020,